The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get a website, web hosting, presentation design, website design, print design, all kinds of design and new media services from djosephdesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. And hey, if you tell D. Joseph Design, which is me, that you heard about my services from the podcast, I will give you a 10% discount on any service. So check it out, djosephdesign.com. The ramen noodle is also brought to you by
Bodyguards by Jacob. Are you a mysterious power on a mysterious island? You need Bodyguards by Jacob. There's no phone number to call. They'll find you. Ask for Alana.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 20 of Fleas and Fleagon.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of Seasoning Packets of Comedy to... Wait for it. To flavor your day.
A decision?
For now.
You even had a title before post-production. That's
because I knew exactly who I wanted to make fun of in this episode. I mean, I knew exactly what I wanted to call this episode. That's why I had a title. Why else would I have a title?
Decisiveness.
Yes. Well, the reason why you actually made it into the title.
Actually.
Oh, by the way, I'm The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel, twitter.com/TheRamenNoodle. And?
And Jeremy is over there. It's me. And I am Fleagon on Twitter, Phlegon.
And I have a special announcement to make. That is that we can welcome Fleagon as the indefinitely permanent co-host. Everybody, let's give it a cheer and clap for Fleagon!
Calm yourselves. Calm yourselves. No bowing. No, get up.
I think someone just let the monkeys out of the cage, and they're just going, ooh, ooh, ooh.
You shouldn't talk that way. I'm surprised you fit all these people in your house as, like, the live studio audience.
Hey, the live show has gotten really popular, theramenoodle.com/live, that we have a pre-recorded audience.
You're not supposed to tell them it's pre-recorded.
Oh. But yeah,
I just went to the whole... trouble of trying to say that they were all here in your studio, and you gave it away.
Oh. I have been trying to convince you to join the show indefinitely permanently, and it took actually the opinions of someone else, another listener, actually Eric J. Fisher from WBR Show, who's been on this podcast before, I think episode 15.
I was like, yeah, he definitely has. You don't have to say, I think he has.
Well, yeah, true. I think episode 15.
I know, I'm just...
Okay. And he, confusing. I think he was the one that I finally pushed you over the cauldron into this pit that we call the ramen noodle. convinced you, and he confirmed, I did not pay him to say it, but he confirmed that the same thing I was thinking, the show is just a whole lot more fun with you on here.
Well, thank you. Thank you all, my adoring fans or whatever.
Your adoring monkey fans.
Did you just close the wall in front of them? That's amazing. It muffles so well. I think it was that same, right around that same day or the day before last week. we got a lot of good feedback on Twitter about that last episode. So,
and I got some other interesting feedback, which I'll save for later, though.
Oh, I'm...
Because it will be fun.
Kind of terrified.
But instead, it's not... What?
I was going to say it's not Google Voice feedback, is it?
Well, it did come through Google Voice, but... Well, yeah, we'll have the Google Voice and the actual interpretation thereof.
Whoa. It's like prophecy.
Yeah, just wait till you hear it. So now it's time for this. I shortened it.
Good.
Because I was tired of trying to talk over it like a news broadcaster, so I just decided this is going to be shortened.
Evidently.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Cricket.
Okay.
Cricket.
This last week was a lot of things happened. The Lost season premiere.
Yes.
We were dead.
We were all dead.
Correct on our predictions, except they just haven't happened yet.
All right.
Actually, I hadn't realized while we were recording our Lost theories, yeah, last week, that Lost, that the day after, we recorded on a Monday, the Monday before Lost premiered, mm-hmm. the day that Lost premiered was Groundhog Day.
Right.
I'd completely forgotten that fact. So on that day, I had made a prediction, and that is that Juliet comes out of her hole, sees her shadow, gets scared, goes back in, and then we have six more seasons of Lost.
Do I need to say spoiler warning?
But Juliet didn't see her shadow.
It was too dark.
No. But at least she's going Dutch when they go to the coffee shop.
Right.
You know what that means, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know what that meant until... a couple months ago. Seriously.
When you went to a coffee shop with someone and went Dutch?
Yes.
Aw.
Yeah, that's sweet, isn't it? Well,
unless the coffee was bitter, then it was...
I don't
moving on.
Drink coffee, though, which is the crazy thing, because I love coffee
it
shops.
It is crazy.
I just don't like coffee.
You'll learn.
I don't know. Something happened this morning that I've got to tell you about. It is cold.
No kidding.
We had a snowstorm this last weekend, but it's still cold despite the fact that there's snow outside. It's cold. So what I've been doing is each morning when I get ready to go to work is I'll go out and start the car up.
The Cara?
Yeah, the Cara.
What region is that? Yeah,
the Cara is the
dialect. Accent
focus
thing.
Or way of the like karate.
Oh, anyway, right.
I have had enough of this cold, and so
I'm gonna light a fire under it,
burn it to Huey, Dewey, and Louie with you. Freaking cold.
I didn't know that the ducklings were,
or to Texas with you. Freaking cold, and I just offended our Texas listeners if we have any.
Texan.
I just offended them again. But what I did is...
Or us. You may have offended me. What do you mean we don't have any listeners from Texas?
Oh. Listeners from Texas, you know, peen us or something.
What
so
did
what
you
I did
just
is
say?
Peen.
You may have to go back because the enunciation there was lacking.
I didn't pronounce the ing enough.
And it ran into the next word, and you may have to go back and put this over it. Uh-oh!
Oh, my goodness.
Moving on. What'd you do to your car?
I went out and I started it up. What I always do is my garage door, like the door from the house into the garage, is right next to the passenger side of my car. So I will go out that door, open the passenger door, reach over, turn on the car with the keys, and close the door and let it warm up. And I, by the way, I do open the garage door.
Good, good. Sometimes I just sit out there and relax.
Well, my car locks the doors when the engine starts. unless it's the driver's side door that's open while the engine is being started.
Okay.
But if the driver's side door is closed, then it locks the doors. So I'm entering in through the passenger door as I start the car.
So this isn't a habit. This is just something you did today.
No, this is a habit. Here's the thing, is every time this happens, I hear it lock the doors. So before I get out, then I click the button and unlock all of the doors. And every time I do it, I think to myself, someday I'm probably going to lock myself out. But that's okay because I have a spare keyless entry system upstairs. And I'm holding this up for the Ustream audience to see who's watching live at theramennoodle.com/live, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Time on Monday nights. End ad. So I thought I would be okay because if I get locked out, I'll go grab this extra thing. And actually, it's called a Rattler.
It doesn't
rattle.
Does it have batteries in it?
Yes, it does have batteries. That's the thing. This
My theory
morning,
was
so...
wrong.
I don't have those sound effects. But I went up to my room where I kept this thing. I knew I kept it up there. So I went up there, grabbed it, brought it down, and thought, this isn't going to be a problem. I'll just press this button, get into the car. I go down into the garage. I press the button. Nothing happens. Car is still running and I'm locked out of the car. Garage That's doors awesome. Open. I can't get in the car. So I press this thing again and again and again. It's that thing that, you know, maybe if I press it again, it'll work. Or maybe if I press it harder, it will work. And it has a little light on it. So I could see every time I was pressing the button, it was actually lighting up. The batteries were not dead in this thing. So I was pressing it. I thought, maybe if I hold down the button, the doors will unlock with this keyless entry system. Well, I hold it down. The doors still don't unlock, but all of the lights in the car on the outside.
But all of the neighbors are out figuring out why their car alarms are going off.
I just can't unlock my car door. I don't understand why. What's wrong with your car? So I'm holding this button down thinking maybe it'll work. All of the lights in the car, inside and outside, start to just flash over and over and over. And I remember that my car has this thing called a theft deterrent system. It's not an alarm. I don't know what it does, but it somehow is supposed to deter thieves.
There was a lot of zapping and smoke in the cabin, and I'm glad no one was in there like a thief being deterred.
That's what I've always hypothesized that occurs with the theft deterrent system. So the car is now blinking all of its lights, so I just press the button a couple more times and it stops. It still doesn't unlock itself. I can't get in the car. And I have to go to work. I'm already a little bit late because I needed to start some stew that morning. So I'm thinking, how long is it going to take for me to get into my car?
I've never used that excuse. I'm sorry. I needed to start some stew this morning. It was urgent.
Seriously. I had stew for dinner tonight. It was pretty good.
Go on.
I was thinking, is my car just going to sit here, burn up all of the gas before I figure out a way to get in? But then I remembered I have a spare key. But here's the thing. I have a Honda Accord, and these are my keys.
Ooh, his keys jingle in the microphone. That's a nice effect.
One key.
It's like you're here.
My regular key is black. It drives the car, and it holds... It opens the compartments, like the trunk and little lockable compartments. The other key is, you're thinking it's white. No, it's not white.
There are two sides.
It's gray.
Just like backgammon.
Good and evil. White and gray. Or black and gray. The gray one, though.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing is, I couldn't remember, does it open only the compartments or does it only drive the car?
Or does it blow up because it's a fake key you give to your enemies?
So I do find the key. It took me a little while to find it. But thankfully, it does open the door.
Good.
So I was able to unlock the car, get in, drive to work.
Okay. That's good.
I was happy.
But could you... Oh, never mind. Because you got the other keys out once you opened the door.
I have this theory now that this keyless entry system doesn't actually go to my car. I think this goes to your locker from a couple weeks ago. So if you were at the gym while I was pressing this, you might have seen your locker door flying open and closed back and forth.
I don't think it works that way, except maybe in one of the other realities. Maybe you should explain why your keyless entry system is weird, unless it's irrelevant.
I don't know why it's weird. Maybe it's demon-possessed.
It's because your remotes didn't come with your car, right? Maybe you already said that.
Correct. Yeah, they actually didn't come with the car. They had to be installed when I got the car. I made the seller pay for the installation. I was happy about that.
That's very nice.
That's my update. Do you have an update?
I don't really have an update. Winnie in the chat room was just asking. She said she was just listening to the locker episode, and she wants to know if I'm still in the alternate reality. And the answer is that I haven't really figured it out yet. I suspect that I came back.
Have you been having any flash sideways?
Well, I think that's what that was. Except different, because it was more fringe-esque. But I think that somehow the lock they cut off the locker earlier in the week was actually mine.
Lock? Like John Locke?
No.
No,
let's not confuse the issue any more than it's already confused. No, I think since the lock at home opened,
like
with
John
the combination
lock?
with the combination I knew, I think I am safely back in the dimension that rocks or something. What? Oh, crap! What was that?
To our dimension. That was a flash sideways. Curtis Evelyn.
I was ducking and covering my eyes, but not really.
So that has been our random noodle updates. Yeah, Winnie is in the chat room at theramennoodle.com/live, watching us live at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
And hearing us live.
Yeah, and hearing us live. And she said that she's been listening to all of the past episodes. She's a new subscriber. Welcome, new subscriber. You get 10% off all podcasts this week only. She said that she's been listening to all of our episodes, and she tweeted earlier today saying that she actually fell asleep listening to part of it.
Whoa, that's scary.
Well,
subliminal.
Maybe it was kind of like a slight dreaming thing, but she says now, after 36 hours of being awake, this is quite hilarious, and you know, I agree. I recommend you listen to our podcast after 36 hours of no sleep, and then we're a whole lot funnier.
It's true.
It's kind of like some people can look prettier if you look at them through... like beer goggles? I don't know that as experience.
Wow.
I don't want to know that as personal experience.
Maybe sometime.
For a while. She must have fallen asleep during one of the Go Crap My PC commercials.
You can't say that.
It's okay. I'm outside of contractual obligations. And I got my check, actually, my payment for those ads.
Uh-huh.
It was so little.
That, kind of like your ads.
That I it's not worth it.
Okay.
Well, for them anyway.
I have an idea.
What's
people
that?
Can give us feedback about whether this is a good idea or not, although I think I know what they're gonna say.
Okay.
We should record a podcast after having been awake for 24 to 36 hours.
Oh wow, that would be
terrifying.
We'll have to do a podcast marathon. Maybe
someday. Yeah,
and just like
that
record
fun
this
for
next
us.
Entire year's worth of episodes, and then we could just retire.
No.
Ramen retirement. I should register ramenretirement.com. Oh no, it might be taken.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody in the chat room is already registering it right now.
Oh. Curse you, internet. This last, no, not last week, the week before last, someone actually left a comment on one of the episodes.
We got a comment?
Which one it was. Yes.
Awesome.
But they left a YouTube video, and I don't know if the person actually watches or listens to the podcast, or if they just did a website search for ramen and then commented, because they left a comment that said, if you like ramen, then you'll love this, and they linked to this YouTube video. But it was a funny YouTube video. So I went ahead and approved it.
So the spam worked on you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it wasn't a Rickroll. I was worried that it might have been, like, maybe it was just you.
I figured it out. Me. That is how Lost is going to end.
With a giant Rickroll.
Yes. Somebody's going to put a record on a record player.
The statue.
And it's going to be that song.
The statue on the island. Is going to start singing to the people of the island. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you go.
Or Locke. Or Jacob.
Or Ben. All three of them. They're going to sing together. True.
Oh, goodness. I need help.
Anyway, I got... So you can check that out. It'll be in the show notes for this episode. The 20th episode. I can't believe I'm up to 20 now. I've just been flying through episode numbers for the last couple months.
Like one a week.
I know. Jeez. It's crazy. How's that work?
I know it took you only a couple of years to get up maybe to the double digits.
But we do not speak of that. So anyway, you can check out this video. I'll have it in the show notes at theramenoodle.com/podcast/0020. Say that instead of 020.
Can it just be /20?
Oh, and I don't know. Well, I want to prepare for when we get up into the hundreds of episodes.
So just add a number. Nobody sorts their URLs by number on the end.
True. Maybe.
Besides, you're limiting us to just
type
under 1,000.
With a 20 in it, and you'll probably get to the show notes. But if you want to provide the feedback, if you think we should do a marathon of some sort, or just podcast after 24 to 36 hours of no sleep, you can email me at theramenoodle.com or call in 859-353-4332.
When we say some sort of marathon, let's be clear. It has to be some sort of marathon. Yes, I said it right the first time. In which we are sitting on our duffs. We do not want an actual marathon.
What's a duff? Not like Hillary Duff. The singer and actress.
Oh my gosh.
I don't have one. I don't know about you, but I don't have my own personal duff.
You are so unwholesome.
But someone did call this last week, called the voicemail line, and actually had a complaint. Now, let me first read the, of course, because you know, we have to do this.
Am I going
to
be offended? Am I going to cry?
No, you won't be. But this person claims... Well, they don't say they're offended.
Oh.
They say they're insulted.
Insulted.
Actually, I'm the one that should be offended because of what they call me. Well, here it goes. Here's the transcript. Hello, Miss the Ramen Noodle Lewis.
I'm sorry. This is the transcript by
yes,
Google Voice, right?
Transcript. Okay. This is Pierre... And you have insult me, seeing my language that...
Pierre Ting?
Seeing my language, that language of love, sounds like the comment. Hi! Just things sound better in French, like the English weird smorgasbord phones much better has buffet. I'm almost tempted to make fun of your home, Cincinnati... But I just, you know, Mike Venus Flytrap and Johnny Fever too much for that.
I do too all the time.
Those Venus Flytraps are really quiet. You need to mic them really good. Amplify them. So that was the voicemail. Now listen to it. It actually comes in two parts. It's a two-parter. An epic two-parter. So here it goes.
Hello, Mr. Ramen Noodle. This is Pierre, and you have...
Hold on, dude. Mr. Ramen Noodle?
You know what he said.
That's my father.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Ramen Noodle. This is Pierre, and you have insulted me. Seeing my language, the language of love, sounds like the vomit.
The vomit.
Things sound better in French. Like the English word smorgasbord sounds much better as buffet.
It's true.
I am almost tempted to make fun of your home, Cincinnati. But I just, you know, like Venus Flytrap and Johnny Fever too much for that.
And that was it.
Oh, that's actually what he said.
He likes Venus Flytrap.
I get it more now.
And Johnny Fever too much. I don't get that. I'm sorry.
I don't quite get the reference, but I understand now that he was talking about someone and...
Oh, yeah.
Something. But I thought it was suddenly a bunch of just words thrown in randomly in the transcript.
Okay. That we have a French listener. That's awesome.
That is. What we're taking from this is that we have at least one French listener, and we love
well,
you.
Or we had one French listener because I insulted him, maybe. But here's the thing that I don't get is... Everybody
I had no
else,
part in that, by the way.
Everybody else. Yeah, it's
I insulted
fault, so.
Germans. I'm
everybody
so sorry.
Else insults Americans. Arrogant Americans, fat Americans, whatever. And I don't think we complain about it, do we?
About being ugly and fat?
No, about being insulted by other countries or other people.
Oh, I complain about it.
So, Pierre...
I just wish everyone would not hate each other.
Let's make a fair exchange, Pierre, in all peace. You go right ahead and make fun of Cincinnati. Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. Make my day. Seriously. No, really. Make my day.
Did
make
you
fun
just,
of Cincinnati.
Did you just cause an international incident?
France versus Cincinnati. But Pierre... Well, okay. Honestly, I have to wonder, is Pierre a real person? Like, I mean... Is he really French, or is it someone putting on a French accent? And is he calling from France? Like, dude, that would be awesome if we're getting a call from France.
That's true.
I'm glad.
Can
I didn't
you not
have
look
to
at the number?
Distance.
I guess would you not see?
And so I want. Well, I don't know. I want Pierre. If you're still out there, please let me know. Are you calling from France? Because that would just be totally awesome. That would be our first international voicemail. But I'm not sure if Pierre is listening anymore.
I'm not sure either. How could I be?
True.
Technically.
But I will probably still continue with my jokes about French and vomit. Maybe. Vomit comment.
Yeah, he needs to leave voicemail for Wayne Henderson as well. Because
yes, Wayne Henderson from tuning in. No, from what's his website? MediaVoiceOvers.com with his multiple podcasts out there. Yeah, he's great at speaking French or fake French.
Fake French.
Yes.
Anyway, who else can we insult? I mean,
well,
moving on.
You insulted the Germans and
I really didn't mean to.
And the Klingons. The Klingons were insulted by you saying they sounded like Germans. The Germans were
they
insulted
would be
by you saying they sounded
for
like
anything
Klingons.
Human.
It just back and
wow,
forth.
Wow, that
like
just
that.
Got really geeky.
That did. So we're going to move on to this week's Noodleism, where we take a common saying or suggest that you twist a common saying to your own mean forces of whatever.
Huh?
That's the official tune for this segment, by the way.
Huh?
That's loud.
That's fine. Now, I have to tell you.
That was, that last comment of his was his producer voice.
Last week, or a couple days ago, which was actually last week, I was watching and catching up on one of my good pastime favorite websites. Homestarrunner.com.
I knew it, and I'm so happy right now.
Yeah, you actually got me on that a while back.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
That was forever ago.
But I've been catching up and watching all of these different episodes, and I saw this one episode where the episode name is Where You Going To? It's about the cheat, and the cheat's walking off, and they start singing this song, Cheat, Where Are You
Spoiler warning. To?
Yeah, oh, sorry. And remember last week's noodleism was taking sayings, syllables?
I said Adobe Air tonight.
Yeah, you said it to me, which that's an official one, unfortunately. Yeah. But like I said, for your FYI and as ASAP as possible. Another one that I use, by the way, that I didn't mention last week is too much TMI.
Yeah, or I... Never mind.
Yeah. Well, it's all based on the thing that many people say and is on signs, professional, supposedly professional signs, ATM machine. Well, guess what I heard in Homestar Runner?
Could it be ATM machine?
Yes. Listen to this. This comes from Where You Going To, and the link will be in the show notes at
theramanoodle.com. Do you think they'll ever come out with...
/020.
I talked over your link, huh? Do you think they'll ever come out with automatic ATM machines?
Ooh, they might. Well, here's what was said in Homestar Runner.
I don't know. Maybe he's just going through the ATM machine. That's redundant!
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? I think that makes a great sound effect, too.
That's redundant!
You might have to get permission to use that.
Yeah, I might do that so I can use that clip. So I hope you've been making fun of things like that. This week's noodleism.
I hope you've been even snarkier in your life in the past week than in previous weeks.
I suggest, and I've used this in the podcast before, the Large Hadron Collider will collapse. Yeah, you don't like that one. The reason I use that is sometimes people say, well, if you do this and you add these things together, it will be so epic that the whole of time and space will collapse. So I like to, instead of saying that the whole of time and space will collapse due to something's total awesomeness, is...
Or lack thereof.
Making fun of the doomsayers who thought that when the Large Hadron Collider would be launched, that the time and space continuum would collapse.
Do you remember the story about my lock?
Yes.
It happened. It's happening slowly.
Whoa. So instead of saying that the time and space will collapse, I suggest making fun of those doomsayers with the Large Hadron Collider, all of whom we just defended, if any of them listen, that you say instead the Large Hadron Collider will collapse.
Huh?
Yeah, huh?
Huh? That is your weekly noodleism.
So you just want other people to say something that you've been saying for a while.
I'm trying to spread it like a virus. Like love. Like a loving virus.
Next week's noodleism is love others. But this week, it's go about saying the Large Hadron Collider will collapse.
Yes, that's great, Jeremy.
Is that,
huh?
Is that the proper term for what might happen, supposedly, to the naysayers? Or are you saying...
I'm just saying to use that noodleism.
It's so noodleized.
Yes. So on to now the featured story of when, because we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of this podcast, well, not anniversary, but the 20th episode of this podcast, and also welcoming you, Fleegon, as the indefinitely permanent co-host.
Yay!
I want to tell a story about one time last year when my house was infested with fleas.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Will you tell it to us in more of your female voice?
Oh! You Fleegon. That's why
you ramen noodle.
That's why I'm telling the story. Fleegon. Fleas. I wanted the fleas to be gone. Flea gone. Fleas. Fleas
that's gone. Awesome. I'm just going to sit back and scratch my flea bites. And
it's also
you tell the story.
Old joke that Jeremy and I have. Here's what happened. I've lived in this house two and a half years. Longer than that. However long it's been. 4, 5, I don't know. I have a dog that is about 10 years old. She has never had fleas before. Even when I used to live on a farm, she never got fleas.
A flea farm, no less.
Yeah, they never got on her. Never a problem. I moved down here. Couple years, never a problem with fleas. One summer.
For his dog either.
After a couple weeks of one of my housemates that was living with me at the time.
As opposed to his outsourced housemates,
yes.
In other countries like France.
They pay me rent. And I set up a little bed for them here in my house.
In case you're ever here.
This housemate and I had worked out a deal that he would mow the lawn every week and I would give him a discount on his rent each time that he would mow the yard. However, for some weird reason, he forgot to mow the yard for like 3 weeks. The grass got really tall. Fleas came to town.
To have picnics in the luxurious grass forest.
Yeah, and picked my yard to have their flea circus. So who tromps through the yard with all of this hair? No, not me. It's my
and not his housemate.
Not my housemate. We call him Harry.
Oh, kill me now.
Yeah, Harry doesn't live here anymore. He shaved. He's now baldy.
I'm having trouble remembering who this is for some reason. You'll have to tell me later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. So he let the grass grow a bit too big. Fleas grew in it. My dog catches these fleas. Like she's going out there with a net, running around, catching fleas like a butterfly net.
She's talented that way.
Yes. It's amazing what she can do. I've trained her well. She brings these fleas in, and I find a couple on her. I think one of my housemates said, I think your dog has fleas, because I saw her biting, you know, scratching at herself. And so I thought, oh, nuts, fleas. So I found some of these fleas. I gave her a flea dip. Didn't kill all the fleas. She gets more and more fleas and brings more of them in the house, and fleas populate like rabbits.
Rabbits. With numbers on them traveling through time.
Time traveling bunnies. Favorite line from Lost. These fleas infestivate.
Yeah,
infestivate the house. The house is riddled with fleas. Like they're going around saying, riddle me this, riddle me that.
Yes.
Do you have fleas in your hat? Cat in the hat, yeah.
Where's the gun for these Nerf darts?
It's not here. It's at work. Just pwned me with some darts.
Pwned.
Pwned!
Spelling will be in the show notes.
These fleas will not go away. I can't get rid of them. And they're continuing to populate. And they are attracted, oddly...
To Daniel.
To only me.
Did they send you perhaps flea-scented love notes?
Flea-scented love notes? I don't know what a flea smells like.
I don't either.
So I'm going to kind of not touch that one.
Okay.
But I don't know how. My other housemates did not get fleas at all. And I feel... embarrassed to admit that I had fleas, because I mean it freaked me out the first time that I saw my dog with fleas. I thought I felt something in
you
my
had
hair.
Fleas.
Yes, I had fleas.
I love it.
But I was at work and I thought I felt something in my hair, and I'm already freaked out. I'm the type of person, if I watch a movie with lots of bugs, I start to kind of get itchy, because I just It feels, I could just imagine the bugs crawling on me. The one that used to always get me was a MacGyver episode where these driver ants are attacking this village and watching.
I remember that. That's like the standout episode in my mind.
No, yeah, season two, I think. Season one or two. You can watch it for free on CBS.com.
Whoa.
I'll link to it in the show notes, in fact.
He's going to do something with the show notes that's useful. I'm sorry, go on.
I will be looking for a new co-host.
We said it was indefinite.
Indefinite just ended.
Whoa. It became definite by...
So I'm already psyched out about fleas. So I feel the slightest itch, and I quickly look to see, is it a flea? Is it a flea? And this is shortly after the fleas started appearing on my dog. So I'm actually at work. I'm sure I feel something in my hair crawling around. And I would look. I'd go in the restroom and look in the mirror. I couldn't find anything. And I just kept feeling it. It was driving me nuts. So finally, I had to go to one of my coworkers. I said, I'm sorry. I'm a little embarrassed to ask this, but it feels like I have something crawling around in my hair. Would you mind to look?
And I know you have monkey-like tendencies, so I picked you to so you can dig through my hair and find bugs.
And eat them. It'll be a snack.
It's the best way to dispose of said bugs if they be found.
I promise you, you can have what you can eat whatever you find in there. But he looked through, and it was kind of weird.
He looked through. Yeah,
well, okay, this was a guy. It was kind of weird having a guy picking through my hair.
As opposed to all those Saturday nights of having girls pick through your hair.
Which doesn't happen.
He had to clarify.
Yes, had to clarify.
That would be so normal.
But he didn't find anything, but I was still certain there were fleas. Weeks are passing by. I'm buying flea dip. I'm buying flea spray. Not for myself. I should clarify. For my dog. And I got these flea foggers. I flea fogged the house. There's a riddle.
I remember that.
Tongue twister. I flea fogged the house.
I wouldn't come over.
No. Twice.
Because that stuff's not good either, and you did too much.
Yeah. I spent $100 or more on flea foggers and flea killers, still did not kill the fleas. And for some weird reason, they're only attracted to me. I asked my housemates, are you guys getting fleas? I said, no, actually, no, we're not. I could not understand it. The fleas were so bad. When I would wear white socks in the house, I could just put my foot down and watch all of these little black specks jump on the socks. It's like, Daddy, take us for a ride on your feet, Daddy.
Wow, this is such a bachelor moment.
So I would sometimes sit there, pick the fleas off, and crush them in my fingernails. Just viciously take my revenge on them.
It's nice.
But the amount of time that takes me to catch and crush one flea, three more would jump on my feet.
And six more would be born.
Yes. So I just gave up crushing them because I figure if I don't try and spend that time, then maybe not as many would be born and not as many would jump on me. Didn't work. My house got infested with fleas. So I post on Twitter and on Facebook that I'm having this flea problem and that I was going through, like about to do the second flea fogging. And one of my friends actually works for a pest control place. And he sent me a message just kind of jokingly. He said, well, ha, 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 when that doesn't work, give me a call and I can come take care of it for you. He's a prophet because it didn't work. So I did call him.
And that's why he makes a profit.
Whoa. Wow. You are amazing.
Thanks. What are you clicking to find and failing?
I don't know. I don't have anything.
Moment over.
So I did call him, and he was surely a prophet because he came and he killed the fleas. I was so happy. Gideon had one flea to put out. I had a whole bunch of fleas to put out to find out what God's will was.
Oh, groan.
Yeah, I know. That was a bad one.
You've been working up to that.
I just came up with that at the spur of the moment.
Okay, well, then it's a little less groan.
The huh.
Huh?
Earlier, Jennifer in the chat room asked if that voice is Fievel.
I don't think, no, it's not. It's a girl says, huh.
It's Daniel in his other female voice.
Oh, would you stop with the female voice? I'm going to flash sideways you.
Excuse me? When all else fails,
go to the next section.
Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome
Welcome back to training, cadets. It's time for your next lesson in elite bachelor-necity. Today's lesson, leftovers and expiration dates. See, there's a common misconception that food doesn't expire. I'm here to tell you, well, actually, some food doesn't expire, like pizza. But that's no reason for you to leave pizza sitting under your bed, letting it sit there and rot, and all of the nutrients, if there are any in it to begin with, to fade out of it. No, it's time that you man up, or woman up, and eat those leftovers. None of this sticking them in the refrigerator to forget about them and leaving them there to rot and take up space in the refrigerator. It's your duty to humankind to eat those leftovers. Next, we need to talk about what expiration dates are. Expiration dates are when the food expires. That means the food dies. You do not eat food that has died after it's been killed. So when you find those expiration dates, whether it be the Best Buy date or the expires date, make sure that you follow it. Don't treat it like a leftover and leave it to sit in your kitchen and further rot. Trust the expiration dates. Especially trust when the red ketchup turns black. It's probably expired. It's no longer a leftover. It's time to throw that leftover out. So cadets, if you want to reach elite bachelor-necity, eat those leftovers. Man up, woman up, clean out that refrigerator, and throw away whatever food might be expired. Because if you don't, if you leave leftovers and expired food in your refrigerator at the same time, the Large Hadron Collider might just collapse. So in short, your lesson is simply to eat it.
Clean tag gone.
It's not clean. You gotta eat those leftovers.
Oh, you just can't say that.
I thought of making some parody songs based on pants on the ground. Something like leftovers in the fridge. Oh no.
Oh man.
I decided on anything.
I just have intelligent. I have two words for you.
Yes.
Washed chicken.
Okay.
Maybe you should send this episode to yourself in the past so that you won't, you know, do that. Except then we'd lose. Never mind. We'd create a paradox.
Yeah, it would
break
the continuity and like episode numbers.
And we'd ruin a great episode.
So. Yeah, that was a great episode. So if you think that this is a great episode, then leave a comment on the website, theramenoodle.com/podcast/020. Or you can email me at theramenoodle.com or call in your feedback 859-353-4332. Or if you want daily doses of total randomness and stupidity that comes out of my fingertips, then you can subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, by the way. But I mean, you can follow me on twitter.com/theramenoodle. Or if you want flea removal tips, flea be gone tips, you can follow Jeremy. Jeremy, what's your Twitter?
It has nothing to do with actual fleas. It is flea gone, but no. You could say phlegon, I guess. I don't know. Phlegon. I am so changing it to my real name.
Maybe it's phlegm be gone.
Maybe you should shut up, Daniel. That was an obscure Homestar Runner reference.
That's the ramen noodle to you.
And you should be glad it wasn't another obscure Lost reference.
Yeah, we don't like those obscure Lost references. Yeah, even Winnie says that she thinks of phlegm. So, make sure you're subscribed to the website at theramenoodle.com. Send your feedback. And thank you so much for listening. Money.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Ouch.
Yeah, James, seriously, I think that sound clip is a little loud.
James,
even though it's normalized.
Seriously.
I don't know if he's listening to this, though.
Nobody's listening.
Oh, good one.
And I'm going to add that one of these days I'm going to do a punk version of the Ramen Noodles theme song. So stay tuned.
Oh, that will be good.